From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
A wide agenda and big challenges for CARICOM leaders about to start their summit in Jamaica. A vigorous defense of the U.S. decision to punish Caribbean and other states for not supporting legal immunity for U.S. troops. And how ready is Antigua and Barbuda for elections? I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The leaders of the 15-member Caribbean community are about to have the official start to their summit near Montego Bay in Jamaica. The ceremony at the plush Ritz-Carlton Hotel is just about 15 minutes away. Bertram Nels is in Jamaica for their meeting, and he reports now on what lies ahead.
It was 40 years ago in Trinidad and Tobago that heads of government agreed to create the Caribbean Community, what's become known as CARICOM. It wasn't until the 4th of July, 10 years later, in 1973, that countries first signed on to the founding Treaty of Chaguaramas. Coincidentally, July 4th is also Independence Day for the United States, which has of late provided a veritable testing ground for one of the objectives of CARICOM, the coordination of the region's foreign policy. On the eve of the summit, the U.S. withdrew military aid from six CARICOM member states, which have turned down U.S. demands to provide immunity to American citizens facing trial at the International Criminal Court. Just months ago, spokesmen for the Bush administration were making bellicose noises about the region's refusal to support the war in Iraq with a